Evers called on people in Wisconsin to voluntarily continue safer at home precautions, like staying home, limiting interactions, and keeping physical distance from others.
This virus has killed more than 400 of our family members, friends, and neighbors, and thousands more across our state are sick. Because of the court's decision, many more people could get sick and overwhelm our hospitals. But not if we stay the course and stay home.
But Republican State Representative Mary Felskowski of Irma, who's running for state senate, was pleased by the ruling. She says safer at home came with unintended consequences, like higher rates of domestic abuse and lower tax revenues for local governments. Felskowski also was concerned the order limited services for medical issues not related to COVID-19.
So if I'm hearing you right, people are being put at risk medically because of safer at home in some instances. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. And when you have, I mean, you have clinics that, I mean, something so simple as I have to every so often go get a blood draw for a medication. They said, no, we're just going to continue our medication because we don't want you coming in.
Felskowski said Republican leaders had tried to work with Governor Evers using the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Regional Reopening Plan as part of their discussions. Felskowski said she would also advise counties not to put forward their own safer-at-home orders in place of the statewide order. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.